Well, it's all over here at McCool Park, and St Michael's have preserved their senior status. They've won the senior championship relegation in the playoff against Milford by a single point. Milford will now have to face St Noll's. It finished St Michael's 9 points, Milford a goal and 5 points. And the star of the show for St Michael's, Michael Langan. His first championship outing of the season, out through injury since last April. Well, he was certainly the star of the show, getting 4 crucial second half points. That in the end, he was the difference between the two sides. Milford had to play the latter stages a man short after Lorcan Friel had seen red. But in the end, St Michael's just about edging it. In the first half, St Michael's led by 4-3. A couple of early points from A. O'Donnell and Colin McFadden. Cathal McGettigan, the first free for Milford. And that was their first point on the board. And then we had Owen Kelly and Kyle McGarvey scoring for St Michael's, while Keelan Bolton and Shane Black registering at the other end. 4-3 then at the break for St Michael's, but at the start of the second half, Milford taking the lead thanks to a goal. Kyle Black setting up Dara Black, and he firmly planted the ball into the back of the net. 1-3 for Milford, 4 points for St Michael's, but then it was the Michael Langan show. He got 4 points in a row, 2 of them from frees, and they were leading 8 points to a goal and 3 points going into the closing stages. James Doyle hit the upright for Milford before Cathal McGettigan had a free. That reduced it to 8 points to 1-4. It was a 1 point game. Lorcan Friel then saw red, and then it was Carlos O'Reilly who got the extra point for the St Michael's side. Shane Black got the last score for Milford, but in the end, it's St Michael's who have prevailed on a scoreline of 9 points for St Michael's, a goal and 5 for Milford, who had battled right up to the end, but it wasn't to be. So St Michael's secure their top flight status. Milford now go on to play St Noll's. Chris Ashmore for Highland Radio Sport at McCool Park.